Check the vibe. Vibe the check.
Vibe check. What's the vibe like, Mom?
Corona. I'm not having a Corona, but I'm having a Yuengling.
Yuengling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
We decided to check in with Mimi here. Are you? Have you ever used Zoom before? You a big Zoom person, Mom?
Oh no! I thought Zoom meant you moved very quickly.
It is true. That's true. You can't really argue that. But this is
that's the truth.
Yeah. All right. It's nice. We can stay connected this way. We can chat.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so happy about that. I'll be calling you every day. I'll be on.
Oh, God.
I know it's hard for you.
I think you're a little close to the mic. You're a little loud. Is that just me?
No, she's fine. She's fine.
Okay.
Do whatever makes you comfortable, Mom.
Well, you know, you're used to my screaming.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it. Maybe it's I'm having a reaction to it.
It's a
like, oh gosh, screaming. Level?
Okay.
Yeah.
I have gone to the Kroger today. And they have a senior hour that you can go 7 to 8, okay?
Yeah.
I went later. And as a result, before I went, I put Hollywood makeup on. So I didn't look like the oldest person there, and they wouldn't kick me out because I thought maybe they'll ask for your ID.
Is that what they're doing? Are they actually kicking people out if they go past the time?
No, they are not.
No, no, no. But okay. In Boston, they are.
In Boston, they're kicking old people out of grocery stores?
No. They're kicking. Gene said they only allow 20 people in at a time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We're doing that out here in L.A.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, Trump said everything's going to be fine. He just said everything's going to be fine, and we're going to open things up.
Sure.
And guess who wasn't on the podium tonight? Dr. Fauci. Yeah.
He's had enough, I think.
Well, he could have killed him, or he just said no.
Well, he's a busy guy. He's got a lot of stuff going on as well.
And also, he knows so much more than Trump, and he says it, and so he got in trouble. But the woman that stands behind him, she wears a scarf around her shoulders, and I'd like to kill her for that.
This is how almost every phone call goes. It goes with you.
I want to kill somebody.
Yeah. A list of people you'd like to kill.
Oh, I have 10.
Yeah.
You have 10?
Yeah, I have 10, and they vacillate depending.
Yeah. On the day, yeah. Who's number one right now?
None of you were anybody that I would kill.
Yeah. And also, we should reference your technical assistant right now is our sister, your daughter, Megan.
Jamie, can you look that up?
Technical assistant to make sure your Wi-Fi connection is working.
I know. Well, she did. So that's good.
Yeah, it's very good.
It worked. Happy I can Zoom in on you anytime. Can't I? Or do I have to be invited?
No, it has to be. It's invite only. It's a private party.
Yeah.
Oh, how about if I invite you?
Well, it's like a party. You know, I can decline that invitation or I can accept it. I would most likely accept the invitation to a party.
Oh, you would? Okay, good. I like hearing that.
I could lie about it and be like, yeah, no, I'm coming to the party. For sure, I'll be there. And then not show up. That's probably what I'd actually do in real life.
I think in order to Zoom us, you have to be able to log into your email first.
Well, which is a problem. Megan will do it.
You don't know your password.
I've had so many crazy emails in the past. I mean, when I first got on AOL, which is horrifying, I used to go Renrut, because I didn't want anyone to know my
How I remember that.
Weird is that? And then, do you remember that? Well, I don't remember my password, obviously. And they keep saying, your password you know, I keep trying to come up with one, but there's no way, and they won't reset it.
You just are you just throwing curveballs out there. You just get like anything. You're just typing in what.
Oh, I made a fool of myself trying to get on Google. I wrote Muriel Turner, and then somehow 188 at Gmail, and I couldn't even allow anyone to see that. What the hell does that mean?
So you have no email. So instead, you have zero email access because you don't know any of the passwords.
I have M Runner, but it's on my phone.
So you can only get it through your phone. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and I think I have Zoom on my phone. Don't you?
You do. Yes, I had a terrifying Zoom. Yeah, we zoomed a little bit ago. And it was you screaming into the phone. Can you hear me? I was like, "Good God! Yes, I can hear you. Everybody can hear you."
All righty then. So how are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing great. Awesome. Yeah. What's that?
6 feet apart.
From everybody, right, yes. Yeah, taking some walks down the canal. Everybody's giving each other a little space. But at least we've had some nice weather out here, so that helps. But yeah, strange days for sure. Just hanging out, watching Jeopardy. I thought of you, actually. I know you love Jeopardy. I've been watching Jeopardy on, every night, just binging it on Netflix, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen every one, so I don't think I can binge it.
But you're like Joe Murray and Groundhog's Day?
Yeah, it would be almost too much.
But you don't even remember books you've read. You'll read a book you've already read, and halfway through realize that you already read this book.
That's yes. True. The last book.
You could rewatch
yes,
all of Jeopardy.
Great. Yes, I've done that.
I said to Gene, I think I read that book, and there was a part of it that really sounded familiar.
Yeah, how many times can you read Angela's Ashes? You know what I mean?
I loved Angela's Ashes.
I know, you probably read it and half read it a few times.
I may read it again, you're right.
What's but Angela's Ashes about?
I will know that I'm reading it again.
Can we get a synopsis on Angela's Ashes? What is that book about?
Well, it's about, I can't remember his name, but it's about how he grew up in Ireland and his Irish parents. And it was familiar only in that my grandmother would do a lot of, you know, those things that they say there.
On my end.
You know what I mean? And, I touched my face. Excuse me.
First of all, we don't know what you mean. You know what I mean.
No one knows what you
mean. Those things.
Bottom line.
Things that my grandmother would do. You know what I mean.
Well, she was.
We have no idea what you mean.
Things. Oh, what did she say? I can't remember. Yeah. Well, because she's been dead since 1958. How would I remember?
It's a great
but
point.
She was funny. And she would, what did she say? She would, look who the cat dragged in, but who doesn't say that?
Big time Charlie.
That's my mother, absolutely.
Now I'm getting this portion on Instagram right now. Mom, say hi to Instagram.
Hi, Instagram.
Gold. That was great.
What should I have said?
No, you said exactly that, Hagen. That's perfect.
I just realized they can't hear you because I'm on my headphones, but it'll be funny either way.
But just hi, Instagram, period.
Exactly.
Nothing else.
What have
right?
you been doing? Have you been on social media? Have you been just watching TV? What's your
no, I've been walking to the point I think I'm Forrest Gump. I go 5 miles. I walk 6 miles.
Yeah.
I'm 15,000 steps.
I did 20,000 steps.
So. You Damn. Did not.
No, you didn't. Come on, dude. Why are you making shit up? We're on quarantine.
2 days ago, I did 20,000 steps.
He Where'd did you not.
You went to San Francisco? What are you doing?
I went to Santa Monica and then I hiked, and then I hiked a mountain.
But That's you good. Said it was 14,000. You didn't do any 20.
I did 14,000, and then
get
I did,
it, Mom.
And then I did 6,000 later in the day.
Well, I can do that. You watch me.
Look out! She's
I'll
coming.
Be
She's got a bad connection.
Yeah, I can't hear what she's saying right now, but I imagine it's something about the amount of the places she's walked.
She's screaming how many miles she can run.
I bet she's saying like she walked across Ireland, something like that.
Oh, I heard it. Yeah, we walked across Ireland. I just heard you. And we did 15 miles a day. We didn't walk across Ireland. We walked on the, I don't even remember the where we walked, but we, Donegal. And it was amazing. We stayed at bed and breakfast. We left our bags there in the morning and we walked. Jean thought we were lost one time and I said, we've got to follow the man, the hiking man. You know, there was a yellow man who points. And
no, nobody knows the yellow man who points.
Have you never seen that? Like, oh, you know, the green man who points.
Is it like a sign? Someone standing like this?
Well,
or an actual person? Is it an actual person?
Hand like that? No, it was just a plastic man. And I.
Oh my God!
She's coming in and out,
screaming.
She's clearly screaming, but we can't hear anything. She can't hear us either.
It might be better that way.
I think it is good. It's pretty good. It's her Wi-Fi.
And it.
There's hello.
She doesn't say we're a little, we'll be a little late, which was the proper thing. I'm sitting on a rock with the sheep. I'm sitting on a rock with the sheep eating nuts and berries. Because I know we'll get there. And she just was like too freaked out. And I said, if you follow that man, we will get down the trail. And eventually she followed the man. And we had to go over a stile. Do you know what those are? Those are the fences they have between this and that. And so we climbed over them.
Sometimes you'd sound exactly like Moira from Schitt's Creek when you talk. And you said we had to get over the thing.
Oh, I love. Don't you love her?
Oh God, it's a lot.
But, Alexis. Yeah. Alexis.
That's exactly.
Never how you leave house without full makeup, like you're going. Okay. So we get down finally.
So for everybody that has, we barely even jumped right into the story of you in Ireland hiking. With your friend, right? Is that where we're at?
Yeah. Bottom line, we get down to the street and who's coming after us because they had gotten Jean's call that we were like stranded.
Oh, we missed the part there. Yeah.
Missed a huge part.
I mean, she was like, we're lost. And as I said, I was sitting on one of the rocks.
On a rock. With the sheep. Looking for a
green. Nuts. Yeah.
Left. Yeah.
Nuts and berries. And so, we finally followed the man. We get down in the street, which is not that far. We could have rolled down to the street. And the guy goes, I was a little worried about you. And I thought, Gene, how can we see any of these people again? Because every night we'd see the same people at the bed and breakfast.
I don't think anybody's putting as much thought as you are into the fact that happened. I don't think they were like, oh God, those two women were insane.
Yeah, they did. Because we were two buffoons. It was a great, great trip. It really was.
That's good. And now you're quarantined.
Yeah, but I am self-quarantined.
Yeah, that's right. You live a hermit life.
Personality. You know what I mean? That's a good name.
You've been self-quarantined since our father and you broke up.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You have a little apartment.
And now, since I'm retired, I self-quarantine quite a bit. But the problem is now I like to go out every once in a while with friends. But I'm not somebody who's busy with friends. One thing, I was going to work at a little coffee shop just for the hell of it. and that closed. And then I got, then they called me about being a census taker. Well, they don't even know if they're going to have the people go door to door.
Right.
So my job.
Took a hell of a time to get back out there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so I'm not, you know, I'm hanging out, which is good for retired people. Thank God we can do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a job that I, well, the flight attendants, the therapists are going to work because I've talked to a couple of them. And
yeah, it's probably good that you're not still working at the hospital.
Or even at that nursing home that I was at.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably
no,
for the best.
They would have had me quarantined because I was over 70.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They would never have called me, which is fine with me, you know?
Yeah. It's probably for the best.
Yes, I think so.
John, do you have birds fighting in your backyard?
Oh, there's some birds. They're not fighting. I think they're just communicating.
Trying to mate.
Yeah, it is mating season. They're getting it on, bud.
Is it?
I don't know when bird. I think that's any time. Is there a higher? Is there a higher amount of bird banging at a certain amount of time in the?
I'm sure they get mating season for sure. They migrate too, from what I've heard.
Sure.
Mom, who are you talking about?
The birds in John's backyard.
Oh, I was talking about killing Megan. Jeez. But she and I mean, she goes into her room.
Yeah, so Megan, you do have somebody at the apartment.
You're quarantined with Megan, yeah.
With Megan.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys trying to kill each other?
We could. We don't know.
It's a possibility. It's on the list of things that could happen.
Yeah, it's one of my top 10 people. You know, I love her dearly. But, you know. Remember, John, when you came out of the bathroom one time after a shower and Megan and I were like smacking each other. Like,
yes, I do.
You said, what in God's name happened?
I took a shower for 4 minutes and I came back out and you guys were in a fist fight. I was like, what's going on?
I remember that.
And you were both looking at me like I was crazy. Like, don't get involved. I'm like, what is that going on?
I know. I'll never forget that because I thought, well, that was odd.
That's nice. Those are nice childhood memories. Those are the ones I hang on to.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
So talk about yourselves. Talk among yourselves.
How you doing, L.A., Mikey? What are you watching?
I just watched The Tiger King.
Yeah, I'm through 3 episodes of that. I like that guy. I like that guy a lot.
It's insane. It's good stuff. I think, Mom, I think you'd really like it. It's about a big cat owners, but they all end up wanting to kill each other, and some of them go ahead and, I think, kill each other.
Yeah.
There's some murder.
Tigers or the people?
Well, kind of both.
Oh, God. You know what? I like to see animals die.
No, you don't see. It's more about humans, but there's definitely some animals.
Oh, okay. Definitely. I don't mind humans dying.
Yeah. It's
I really don't want to in a movie or something, but I can't handle the animals. And I remember you and I went to the movies when you were about 4 years old and we saw Benji or one of those films where the dog was lost and blah, blah, blah. And at the end you were crying and said, it's sad to me. And I was like, I was like, it's sad to me too. So I'm not somebody who can go to the animal movies.
Yeah, Benji was sad. I don't think I've revisited Benji, but it feels like any dog movie is pretty sad at the end.
Not a rewatch. None of them end well.
I can handle.
Except for human. Homeward Bound.
No, can't handle. Homeward,
Homeward
Bound.
Bound, that's a great ending, yeah. Shadow coming over the hill there?
Yeah, they live.
Yeah, but I can't handle the interim.
Yeah.
The moment when you realize when you think Shadow ain't coming back, those were tough.
I can't handle them. And also remember, I mean, you don't remember Lassie, but he always had to get into something like it wasn't necessary.
Right. Timmy's in a well. What's he doing by the well? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was kind of like just kill a person in this half an hour because I can handle it. I can. And I don't mean that I don't love people. God knows. But, well.
You have a list of people you'd like to kill.
I do. I've always had a list of 10. They have, you know, I actually, you know, they go up and down. Depending.
Fluctuates. Yeah.
Nice. Like
yeah,
the economy.
Depending on the day. Especially when I worked. Oh, yeah.
But other than that, I've just been watching Tiger King and trying to get outside. It's been it's pretty boring.
Yeah, I'm bored as hell as well. At least it's we're at a nice spot, a nice house, and it's close to the canal, so there's accessibility to go do things. But it gets old after a while doing the same thing.
And luckily, Mom, you've got good weather in Cincinnati.
Great weather, right?
We have cloudy, rainy today. It was cloudy when I went out for my walk, but when I came back, then it was sunny this afternoon. It's going to rain tomorrow. And the next day, you know, it's really rainy.
It's not good.
The beauty is all the spring flowers and the trees are turning green.
That's nice.
So regardless of what happens to us, we could all die of this, but the seasons come just as they're supposed to. That's what I thought. I thought it, you know, that's yeah. Why I believe in God. I mean,
because the seasons.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The seasons.
Because of the Four Seasons Hotel?
No, but anyway, the seasons.
Yeah. Have you been listening to Carole King, or what have you been doing? Are you reading? Yeah. Are you reading anything?
The Mother-in-Law.
Jesus Christ.
It's a murder mystery.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Murder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Murder.
Oh, you know what I did last night? I went to bed at like by 9 o'clock. I was really tired. And then all of a sudden I got on my phone and I'm listening to all these songs that I like, especially the Kenny Rogers stuff that they've been playing.
Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah. And The Prayer, which I love. Play that for my memorial service, if you don't mind. If I have, I don't know.
I'm gonna put
just
that in my
throw
phone.
Me in, on the trail, but just play that. Just what the hell. I like it. And then I think Hallelujah was on. I mean, it was just out of control. And I was going down, listening to one song after another, and all of a sudden it was midnight.
That's Kenny Rogers.
It's an insane night.
A lot of Kenny Rogers, and then
I. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite Kenny Rogers song?
I think it's like da 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 da. What is it?
Who doesn't know that one? Nobody knows that song. Like the gambler. Like you got to know when to fold them.
No, I didn't like that. It's this one like it sang with
Islands in the Stream.
Sherry Easton. No, I didn't like that one either. He performed it with Sherry Easton. It's like, we don't know about tomorrow. Help me make it through the night.
Okay, that's nice.
I like
that. I was a big fan of Kenny Rogers' Roasters, the chicken joint. That was good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was 81, but... You know.
You know.
You know. I was like, I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah. Big stuff. Don Henley?
He didn't sing that.
Sang a version of that.
Okay. You talked about the band last week.
Yeah.
Well, when I heard how many songs they sang that I knew, I was so surprised. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of people's experience with them.
Yeah. I mean, they're like some of the, you know, our signature songs in the 70s and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
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 They define
the I didn't time. Realize. It was good. It was a good, podcast.
I saw, or someone commented on our Facebook post that was the first time Neil Young ever did cocaine was at that show.
Can you imagine?
Oh, wow.
And then you can tell he is so excited on stage there.
Yeah. And this,
well, the thing is, at the time, in the 70s, that's when people were doing cocaine.
Yeah, they stopped no other time.
Yeah, no one does it anymore.
One time, people brought it over.
Oh, God.
To our apartment. This is like a Woody Allen thing. They brought it over, and I blew it by mistake. And I laughed, and they were like, what have you done? You know, I didn't know. What do I know?
Oh, my God.
I know. That was bad.
That's a party foul.
It was, the party was over. I really like sneezed, and it was just, yeah, all over the table.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But I never did that.
That's good.
That's good.
For the best.
Yeah. I smoked marijuana. Don't tell anybody. Oh, I'm just telling everybody. Oh, my God. But I was, you know, and I liked it.
That's most people's experience.
Yeah.
I laughed harder than I've ever laughed in my life.
It's a good drug. It's a good drug. Are you eating healthy? Are you eating chicken and broccoli? What are you eating?
Yeah. I bought it today. my chicken, broccoli, walnuts. What else goes in there? Oh, my, what did they call that?
What?
I don't know. The pasta with spinach in it.
Tortellinis.
Sure.
And I mix it all together and heat it, and it's very healthy.
It's good.
It's a good thing. Yeah. I had mac and cheese today.
So guess who else does?
Who's
Miss
that?
Miss Megan. And we had it in the freezer for 2 years. And she cooked it. But actually, it was fine. I mean, I don't know. She's not dead.
Boil it off.
Put it in the oven, and then it was fine. But now it's going to last maybe a month.
I don't think mine was 2 years old. I think it was newer than that.
It was... Oh, 3 years old.
I was eating peanut butter that I brought out from my old apartment out here. I didn't realize peanut butter goes old.
Yeah, it gets almost a little like wet. Did you eat it?
Oh, you have to mix it around.
I had a whole sandwich with some old peanut butter. No,
you have to stir it around.
It was tasting a little piney. I looked at it. It was expired in 2018.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
I have insane cans. I have about 10 cans of tuna.
I have a lot of tuna.
I bought, it was like 10 for a dollar, you know, $10. And I thought, well, I'm going to stack up on them. And I don't even buy tuna sandwich right now.
I just ate one recently. Just today.
Yeah, I
you can smell it through the mic.
And we have chicken that you can... do in the little can, right, Megan?
Chicken that you can do in the little can.
I have no
idea. Chicken of the sea?
Oh, chicken of the sea, but it's not chicken, it's tuna.
Right.
The albacore is what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Solid white albacore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the only way to do it.
Yeah. That's what I like. And I have my skinny popcorn. I love it.
We are really breaking it down.
14 bags of it today.
Jeez.
It was one of those big bags that had 14 little things of popcorn.
Individually packed popcorns.
And I love it.
14 bags of it. Okay. I was a little alarmed.
A big bag of 14 bags.
At Costco. Now,
no, it was a Kroger.
Are you worried at all with your your age range obviously is dying at an alarming rate. I feel like you're in good health, Mom. How do you feel?
Yeah. I do what I'm supposed to do. I stay inside.
Most people are like 81, too. The average age I saw is like 81 that's dying.
Also, people who have underlying conditions, which I do not have.
Yeah.
Right. You've taken care of yourself. I'm really healthy,
so I'm not really concerned, but you never know if you can get it from somebody you don't, you know, it's like, it is weird how people are, you know, getting it and they don't really know who they've been next to. How about Rand Paul? He has it.
Yeah, it's karma. That.
And then, I didn't want to say that.
Well, and then New York is, a lot of people from New York are the
worst place.
That's crazy.
And the first place was New Rochelle in New York, and we lived there.
Yeah.
Megan, Dad, and I lived in New Rochelle. But now but
John lived for 7 days, right?
New Yorker.
John lived there for 7 days.
Yeah, he did. 7 days. That was it. He's a New Yorker by birth.
Right.
Whether you like it or not.
It runs through my blood.
Oh, yeah. And in other ways, your family on my side is a little nutty. So, you know, we add to that more than probably you'd like. But Maureen was like, should a Republican and Democrat live together on Facebook?
In quarantine.
And there's Duff and Maureen. She
out
may
of control. No, that could be, that could end. Murder, yeah. Suicide.
Not, I think in 9 months' time, there'll be just a baby boom. And then there will be murders.
After 9 months?
No, prior to that, because I think people will just want to kill their mates.
Yeah, maybe something you wanted to get out of, or were even having those thoughts, and now you're stuck in a house with that person? Oof.
Yeah.
God,
I mean, if somebody goes to work, you're kind of like, okay, they're going to work, and they come home, and you can tolerate each other. But if he's home, and she's home, and how about if I love the fact that they homeschool, I would have killed the three of you.
we would have been dead.
Oh, you would have been jumping all over, John. Mike would be egging you on. The two of you would fight, and Megan would go, what's wrong with them? I don't know what's wrong with them.
That's still how it goes, normally.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine. Megan wanted me to homeschool so she could stay in her pajamas all day. She said that a long time ago. And I thought, no, that's not going to happen. But that's really, I can't imagine the parents who were with the kids with their spouse.
Yeah.
It's bad.
A lot. Yeah.
It's crazy. There's going to be 9 months, a baby boom, but before that, murder.
Yeah.
I believe
baby
so.
Baby doomed.
Put it on record. That's the bottom line.
It's true. Don't you think?
You know what they're, showing on ESPN, speaking of the bottom line? They're showing old WrestleManias. So you might want to get back into wrestling, Mom.
God. What about the guy that they're going to draft in Cincinnati? What's going on with
that? I think
they're
still
going
to do it. I think the draft is going to keep going. The NFL is probably the least impacted by this.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll so at the end of the day, I mean, how are you getting on without sports?
It's weird.
Tiger King.
Jeopardy,
Tiger King. It's weird for you guys.
I think that we'll figure out some different stuff. I'm reading a book that I stopped reading months ago.
What is that?
The book called Sapiens. It's about how human beings came to be.
It's interesting. Wow. And you're going through the time where where the human beings ceased to be. So it's an interesting rhyme.
Yeah.
Time to be reading.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a book. There's a whole chapter where it literally documents every time human beings entered a new fauna. Like when the first time we got to Australia as a species, we ruined everything. Killed all this.
And now we're ruining everything with the coronavirus.
Mankind.
But we're finally killing ourselves rather than other species. So maybe that's the silver lining, you know? As mom is frozen on. But we actually we're at a point where so this thing only records for about 40 or so minutes, so we got to kind of wind it down. But just wanted to check
it's
in
probably
with your mom.
Past your bedtime, isn't it?
Oh God, yeah. But yeah. I'm gonna have to watch Jeopardy.
Right.
And also The Voice.
And I just finished The Americans. You should revisit that, Mom.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I started it, and then I didn't go to the next. Where's Better Call Saul?
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix, yeah.
And
the new ones are on AMC.
And is it? They're all new still, aren't they?
The brand new season is not new. I don't think, but I think they have four seasons on Netflix right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I remember the one where his brother died.
That was a good
spoiler alert out there.
That was a good one. Yeah. So they got two more seasons after that. I think.
Okay. Then I'll do that. For sure.
Well, perfect.
We just wanted to check in with you. I'm sure the people
All right.
are worried about your well-being.
Vibe check.
Vibe check to you. Thank you for having me.
Love you, Mom.
There we go. Love you, Mom.
Love you.
All right, we'll talk. Love you, Megan.
Love you, Megan.
All right. All right.
Talk soon.
I'm sure we'll get a call from you tomorrow, as promised.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Peace.
Bye-bye.